I'm grateful recovering addict. My name is Charles. What's up, everybody? I thank the God of my understanding for first blessing me with another day of life, breath in my body, and another day clean and recovering, and having you people show up for your own personal recovery, help continue to guide me in this process, show me how to live, and get another day clean. Thanks, my brother, for such a warm introduction. And it's truly an honor and privilege to be here. Yeah, so, you know, I ain't want to drive 4 hours again. See, because when you know what you know, your response might be a little bit different the next time. But I got experience on coming up here from last year, and I was not really willing to do that again no time soon. Because I got a $190 ticket for speeding, trying to get home the last time, and I had some resentments about that. But needless to say, like, recovery has given me far more than I could ever pay back. And when I'm asked to share or carry our message, you know, I'm usually willing to get in service, even if it's 4 hours away. And then to add on to, like, my brother, I love him. I love you. I love him like the brother that I never had, because I don't have no brothers. I got 5 sisters. And God don't make no mistakes. He put him in my life, and, you know, for all kind of reasons that more will be revealed. So, like, when he asked me to come, and not only did he ask me to come, he asked me to bring a speaker. Last year, I brought one of my friends. And my speaker that I was going to choose was not going to be my wife, you know. But it was his suggestion to bring your wife. So I asked her, and she was more reluctant to come than I was. I tell the truth today. And, you know, the thing about the process, like, my wife can move herself out of the way after, you know, she get a chance to think about it. And that's what she did. And I kind of like threw some stuff in there to make it sound good. But it's the truth, like, we don't spend enough time together. So I thought it was like a great idea for us to have a road trip. And we make meetings and stuff. So it's 4 hours away. We always enjoy ourselves when we together at a meeting, you know. And I couldn't think of no better place to be today than being around y'all, you know. And yeah, addicts do travel long distances, and it's a reason for that. You know, we talk about giving back freely what was given to us. Now that's something to say, but it's something else when you actually have it inside of you to make you move into action. Without hesitation, without reservation, you just know, like, you're just going to show up because it's the right thing to do. Because at some point, we come to realize that this program has given us so much, and we get restored to a place like, now it's time for us to give it back. Because somebody else is waiting. Somebody else is coming. Somebody else needs what was freely given to us. And they need somebody to show them the way. So, like, now we can come outside of ourselves and stop thinking it's all about us and understand, like, we got a purpose today. Like, he put us here for a reason. And I want to welcome everybody. I want to welcome you. You know, I'm going to welcome you, and I'm going to try to welcome you as an individual. I'm going to try to hit just about everybody. If I leave somebody out, then you welcome too. All right? If you got one day clean, you welcome. Alright, if you got 20, 30 years clean, you welcome. It's say that we share our experience, strength, and hope to help each other to get another day clean. That's why we meet in here today. Right? And to have one day clean is a miracle. So you are not less than, and you're not greater than, if you got one day in 30 years. You can get a hope from anybody in the Narcotics Anonymous meeting. I know I can. Experience, strength, and hope. The experience part gonna come from staying here. We don't come in brimming honest. I would say we don't come in here brimming with honesty, open minds, and will. We also don't come in here with a working knowledge of how to live this new way of life. We have to learn, and we get that experience through living life on life terms without the use of drugs through the 12-step process guided by an NA sponsor. That's what we do. And we keep coming back. So that's where the experience comes. So you can't get that unless you do the work. But I want to share this. If you one of them people like I was, that drugs prevented you from doing some stuff and active addiction, like my wife shared, and I want to thank you for everybody that shared that. Everybody gave me something, and it's been a wonderful experience thus far. You know, I done got good hope and courage, encouragement, and some good stuff to fortify me and my spirit to go back, you know, and keep working my program from the third part of the meeting with my man, Eric, you know, and my sister who is young in recovery and doing this service thing, and she on fire, you know, and some experienced members that have shared, you know, and traveled some distance. Listen, y'all helping me, man. Y'all helped me to get another day clean. So, like, if you're a murderer, if you're a rapist, if you're a child molester, if you didn't take care of your children, if you divorced, if you married, if you ain't had no job, if you got a job, if you fat, if you skinny, if you black, if you white or other, if you come in here with some other physical ailments, diseases, if you got toes, don't have no toes. Listen, if you stole from banks and booted it from stores, if you got a honey and you don't have a honey, if you married or if you ain't married, listen, if you shot dope or you smoked coke, if you shot pills or whatever you did to come outside of yourself, we say welcome to you. Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. We have found a way out, and you don't ever, never have to live like that again. And it's a proven way. Listen, we didn't come in here looking or sounding like we do today. And I have to look around the room, and I see recovery looks good on y'all. So please keep coming back. My topic that I was given today was unity. And I'm not like a big service-oriented person in my process today, but I've been around long enough to understand that we listen to learn and learn to listen up in here so that we can get the information to help us as individuals. Everybody's path ain't the same. My brother was sharing very well his experience. Like, he talked about some stuff like that I really don't have experience with, but his experience, we always get that. Well, we don't get the phone thing, though. It's all right. It's all right. Listen, like, another recovering addict experience, strength, and hope don't have to be your experience for it to be effective for you. See, because we operate off of spiritual principles up in here. And somebody shared it earlier, but like, it's something that happened in our meetings. All those people that I talked about, all those qualities or those defects of quality characters that we come in, we thrust it up in here. And look, if you knew where I came from, for real, and if you knew how I live, for real, you know, the person that you see dressed up in front of you, you might not want to sit next to me, yet alone associate with me. And that's what we're talking about, the topic of unity. Somewhere back in 1953, when it was a love that was present. I don't know where it was, but it was somewhere, and it was present. And a group of individuals saw the need for this thing. And we have another fellowship, Alcoholics Anonymous, who had some stuff in the place, and it was proven. It was working. It was helping some folks. But then these other group of people said, listen, we gotta do something for this type of people. Because these people, they ain't really feeling these people. Because at that point in time, there was another thing coming on the scene. You know, like heroin. And they, you know, they looking at you. Back then it was like, oh, y'all not accepted. Y'all can't even make meetings. Y'all not even allowed to meet. Because we will lock you up. Because you're admitting to committing a crime. So listen, these men and women that put this thing together, they had a higher consciousness, and they had the courage to start what we know today as Narcotics Anonymous in 1953. And it's a gentleman named that one of the founding members who gets a lot of credit for helping get this thing started, but it wasn't him. Okay? He was just used. Thank God for him. His name is Bill W. Thank God for him. Because he was used as a vessel, as a tool to start what we have today. Look, we're talking about unity. We're talking about uniting. Unity means oneness. We're talking about a concept that starts with a seed. We ain't have no meetings all across the world. We didn't speak this language all across the world. Our message. What's our message? Our message is an addict. Any addict can stop using drugs. You lose the desire to use and find a new way to live. Our message is hope, promise of freedom. Now you can speak that in Spanish, Latin, African, whatever language you want, but the message is still the same. And when we speak that message, because we know each other, we reach each other. Can't nobody else help us better than us. So this thing was formed together, and then it had a little, you know, a little breakdown because of attitudes, ideas, and behaviors. And people like us, we know how we are. When we get together, stuff don't always work out. You know, I heard you talking about, somebody talking about, over there, when Sean was talking about, you know, like, it's not just one person. It takes a collective group of people to put this thing together and for it to jump off. And that's what our program is all about. Our program is one, each one help one. Each one teach one. Each one guide one. Each one love one. It's that spiritual principle of love that helped formulate this whole Narcotics Anonymous concept. Nobody knew where it was going to go. But from those few meetings, and that small concept, look how much we've grown. We ain't grow by accident. It's some proven evidence that the Narcotics Anonymous program is working in the lives, and that once an addict is always an addict, it's totally alive. Okay? So you can come up in here. I don't care. Look, I see some red-haired folks back there. If you red-haired, you can recover. For real. Listen, if you lost your children and through active addiction because you weren't responsible, you can recover and you can get them back. You might not like them when you get them back. But listen, when you stay here, miracles happen. You know, like my wife was sharing about her daughter, like they had an opportunity to have a moment, her oldest daughter. Like they sat down and listen, this stuff don't happen by accident. And it's due time it had. And when I got here, like, they told me to stick and stay. And don't use no matter what. And I kept relapsing. And I kept wanting different results. Like, I wanted quick fix. You know? And it was the unity of the fellowship. We got to keep the doors open, man. We got to keep the doors open. Because everybody that come here the first time don't stay here. Alright? So thank God for the unity keeping the doors open. Our unity, we got traditions. Let me hit that. We got 12 steps and 12 traditions. That is the program of Narcotics Anonymous. If anybody ever asks you, what's the program of Narcotics Anonymous? That's the answer. 12 steps and 12 traditions. And when they started the program way back then, they didn't have the 12 traditions. If you remind yourself when you're reading that preamble about the 12 traditions, it says it's through their hard-won experience. That means they were causing a lot of problems. Because they had no bond to keep them together. They had no direction. What they had was the adopted 12 steps from Alcoholics Anonymous. That wasn't enough for us. So we needed something else. I'm trying to find it. Step one, tradition one rather. Tradition one reminds us why we need unity. And I gotta find it. I can't even find it. This way. This is your book. Your book got tricks. This is my wife's book. It's your tricky. Well, baby, where's that? Find that for me, please. I'm a stalker. Listen, I came here not because I wanted to come here. Put it like that. I was at a point in my life where a particular substance that I was using had given me put me in a place where I lost the ability to manage and control my life as I saw fit. All right, we use all kind of drugs, and the literature reminds us like we ain't really interested in what you use. We really ain't. Like, we talk about mind mood altering chemicals. Anything that you took, whether it's sniffing glue to smoking whatever, or shooting whatever, we don't use it today. We need to stay clean. Staying clean must come first. Thank you, honey. I don't know what you ducked for. Your head is too big. All right, tradition one, y'all. Listen, I love the lab. It makes me feel comfortable. All right, and these are the things that's inside of me, that's always been inside of me, but it was the act of addiction that killed my spirit that wouldn't allow me to be who I am today. See, and no, I was not coming up here sitting in front of a table with a bunch of people I never met before. That wasn't even happening. You know, Sean talked about the process of coming to be comfortable. You know, if you remember your first meeting like I do, that was the last thing I was comfortable. And how about like I knew I needed to be there? So I was willing. I was willing to be there at that point because of these two words that we come to get real close with. Utter desperation. It was utter desperation that made me do something that I know I needed to do even though I didn't want to. No longer was I doing stuff that I wanted to do even though I know I didn't need to do it. I don't know if y'all got that. Tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. I'm going to drop down. It says to maintain unity. No. Our survival, out, that's us. Our survival is directly related to the survival of the group and the fellowship. You might hear it from time to time, I don't mess with the fellowship. I don't mess with the fellowship or the group. I just take steps and hang out with my sponsor. But you can't live this new way of life with selective type of thinking like that. If you want what this program has to offer, you might want to rethink that. Take another look and remember some of the stuff. Just for me. Like, I remember some of the stuff that I used to subject myself to. All kinds of people that I never thought I would be sitting close to. Hugging. Rubbing, touching, being in their proximity for long periods of time. No light. No, the windows all clouded up. Just dust and stuff. You know, the darkest places, but I was comfortable. That's what my addiction reduced me to. So like, if I could do that with them, darn it, I got to be able to let myself go and hang out with these people. For real. All we do is flip a lot of stuff around, man. You got to open your mind. And I don't need to look at nobody else's story. I need to be honest with myself and see. And listen, the disease took me somewhere. Now I'm going to let recovery take me somewhere in the opposite direction. And if I had the courage and willingness to do it then, look, and that was for destruction and pain, I did that. Now today I say I want to live. I need to be proactive and take the action and the steps necessary. It ain't just about talking about doing the work no more. You don't get no freedom from just saying. I know when we was talking about this, like my mind said, I ain't smoking crack on my next payday. I'm gonna put the money in the bank and I'm gonna pay the bills and I'm gonna take care of all my responsibilities. And then before I got home, something said, you can just do one. My thinking told me to do just one. And then what happened? Same story, all over again. How did I get here? So listen, when they talk about in the literature, like we suffer from a disease that has no known cure that affects us mentally, physically, and spiritually, I start getting in touch with it. And when they tell me that my disease lies in my thinking, maybe I might not want to listen to me so much. Yo, the concepts start to come a little clear when you start wondering, why they ask me to get a sponsor? Why they ask me to get a home group and a support group? You know, you don't need to know. Just follow simple directions when you first get here. For real. I mean, listen, I'm making clean cut for people that did what I did because we can relate. When I went to the crack house for the first time, I had no concept other than that I know they were smoking crack, but I didn't know how to use it. So what did I do? What did I do? I asked for help. I said, can you show me how to do that so I can walk around look stupid like you was doing? So they showed me. They showed me how to put the crack in the thing and all that. Y'all know. So I asked for help and I got what I was looking for. So it makes sense. You come here, ask for help, and let the help help you. Stop telling the help what to do. Look, if you need help, you just don't be like, I'm going to help you to help me. No, you say, okay, whatever you want me to do. Because you don't know. You just don't know. It's my experience. I told y'all how to help me, and man, I was all off the track. That's why I kept relapsing. Simply put, I used after I got here too many times that because I wasn't willing to change. I wasn't willing to give up this so-called great life that I had. Because if you remove this from me, I'm perfectly fine. This was the crack. Get that out of there. This is a great thing. It don't need to be changed. This is me. This is me. The book. I'm just using it as a metaphor. This is me. Take that off of me. I'll be cool again. I can take over my life. And my life is fine without the use of drugs. Listen, y'all told me I had a disease of addiction. Y'all ain't saying I had a disease of crack cocaine use. Y'all told me, the book told me, that drugs was just a symptom of the disease. Step one told me, let me read it because I don't like messing it up. I like to make it plain. If you ain't got a basic text, I suggest that you get one. If you got an old basic text, keep reading it. Sometimes you might want to get some new information. Step, you know I'm talking to you. Listen, it says addiction is a physical, mental, and spiritual disease that affects every area of our lives. This is step one, fifth edition. not the sixth. Look, some of the old timers don't want to give up that fifth. They, jump on board. We be here waiting for you. Listen. It says, I done lost my thought. Stop laughing. I'm trying to listen. In step one, I know that it talked about like I had to start letting some thinking go. You know, some stuff that I thought that kept me safe. You know, I was my best protector. I was my best defender. I was my best everything. I heard my sister talking about she was good at it. Listen, in our own minds, we done created and developed this thing. And it did protect us. It did reap reward. It gave us what we wanted. We were seeking destruction one bag at a time and loving it. And in that world, it's perfect. Because that's what people do in active addiction. So when I got here, I had to do something different. And I was not willing to give that up. Sean and me was talking like, man, he came all the way up here to get recovery. He started in Philly. He came all the way up to Altoona. I was like, I told my sponsor, we had the same sponsor, you wrong. This guy got 25 years, and I tell him, because he told Sean, go. I said, don't send my brother up there, you wrong. He don't know nobody up there. Listen, I'm so self-centered, I don't want him to leave. We need him to stay close so we can take care of him. He said, no, he got to go up there. God got him. Now, listen, you talking about coming here and learning this stuff over a period of time. I didn't have the faith that he had. Last year when I came up here, I seen Sean had a sponsor. I seen the loving and caring and experienced members up in these meetings. I said, he all right. And I let go. I was able to let go. You know, and he's still here. Listen, this program works. Man, that's a power greater than me. That, listen, divine wisdom says he can go up here and he's going to be all right. Don't you worry about him. You stay there and take care of your business. Okay? Tradition one. I'm sorry, I got a little off track. Tradition one talks about our survival as a group. And the fellowship is imperative for the groups to do what they need to do. And the book says it, not me. Some stuff just hit home. I heard you sharing. See, I listen to meetings. I don't know what nobody else do. I listen because I'm trying to save my life. He talked about the seriousness. The book put it like this. Our lives are at stake. So the book say we need to take the deadly account of the disease of, I'm not saying it right. We need to take the disease deadly nature into account, something to that effect. We need to pay attention. The disease of addiction is trying to kill me. Don't make no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's got a job to do. My sponsor say the disease got a job to do, and it does it very well. I heard somebody sharing about people dying in active addiction. It's doing that. But so you in recovery, Charles, you need to do your job. Don't be worried about what the disease doing. See, we learn to focus on recovery up in here. I can't be putting all the emphasis on what the disease is doing me, because there ain't no recovery in that. I already know how to mess up my life. Teach me how to change and make it better. So when it talk about to maintain unity within Narcotics Anonymous, it is imperative that the group remain stable or the entire fellowship perishes and the individual dies. Now we start getting a bigger grasp of what's going on around here. See, it's good to get recovery when it's given to you. But, like, this thing is bigger than that. We got groups and we got traditions that keep us here. When we had a tradition, Narcotics Anonymous folded. So it's the traditions that keep us close. Even when we have our disagreements. Even when we got personality conflict. You know, that stuff is kind of like common nature. Because we're talking about individuals who trying to work a program and they still trying to learn a new way of life. We ain't perfect now just because we put down drugs. I know I had that misconception when I got here. I saw y'all and I was like, damn, y'all look good. Y'all ain't getting high no more. And then I seen y'all bump your head and do some stuff that I thought was wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. I see you creeping on your lady. How you going to go in the meeting and share all that good old Gucci shit? But you over here doing that. Saying a program of perfection, it's a program of getting better. And we do recover, that's what it's talking about. We strive. And listen, we take the steps. The steps is designed for me to grow and to elevate, not to become better than. Not for me to be condescending and forget where the hell I came from. I can't be taking this information and using it to manipulate. I can, because I've done it. But I shouldn't be taking this information and be bashing somebody else over the head with it. That's not what we designed to do. That does not promote unity. I don't care how long you've been here, and I will tell you right to your face, after your clean time, how the F you living? Show me how to live. Because if you talk in one way and walk another way, I'm going to be here for you when you get back. Because I ain't going nowhere. I ain't using drugs no matter what. And when I fall down, y'all done gave me the ability to show up, raise my hand, and ask for help. Y'all give me the ability to have a sponsor to look, like he said, I don't get everything to all y'all. I got a God of my understanding I pray and talk to every day. I got a sponsor and close friend that I give everything to. I don't even give my wife everything. I can't handle it all, so I know she can't. And I expect her and her process to do the same thing. I don't want to know everything. I don't. Because I can't handle that stuff. Like, oh. Like, she shared some stuff today, and I was like, what? What? But we've been together for like 7 years, and why we had to come all the way to Altoona for me to hear this for the first time? We will talk later. For real, though. But no, it's cool, though, because y'all give me the ability to accept stuff, you know? And I ain't get like that just by making meetings. This one thing about making meetings, right? Like the lyrics or somebody, somewhere in the lyrics talk about, you can stay clean just by making meetings. Recovery is our aim, not abstinence. Listen, you got to want this. And staying clean must come first, but it is not the primary goal here. Really ain't. Once you get past that hurdle, you'll find out it's easy to stay clean, but now the real work has to come into play. And this is why the groups need to be stable. See, and this is why the groups need to provide an atmosphere where a person can recover, where they can feel comfortable. I done said all the names, and if I miss anybody, you got glasses on, okay? You welcome too. You know, if you got a cane, if you got a wheelchair, you welcome. For real. If you ain't got no hair, you welcome. For real. We don't care about none of that stuff. We just want to help you with your problem. But you got to admit that you got a problem first. Okay, because now, listen, we're talking like, I can't beat this into you. They tried to beat it in me, it just didn't work. And they said, we're going to love you until you learn to love yourself. We're going to be here when you get back. Thank God I made it back. That's the unity that we're talking about. We're talking about people loving. Listen, it gets to a point where, like, we just hate to see somebody suffering in this process. We hate to see that. We hate the disease of addiction. And we hate what it do to us because it reminds us of what it did to us. So we got all the empathy and compassion for you. And some of us, be careful. Be careful. Because this is my experience. When close friends of mine relapse, I found myself going through stuff. And I come to find out it wasn't that, you know, because I was angry and all kinds of, why are you mad? You still clean. You better be happy, joyful, free. But I found out that I was jealous because I still wanted to use. Listen, the disease of addiction is, look, it's not like the, it's not like hypertension. They call hypertension the silent killer. Look, the disease of addiction show up in my life, and it break out in little gremlins and stuff. And people all around you be looking at you like, what's wrong with him? And everybody be looking at you, but you be like, I'm cool. I got it going on. Not realizing that I'm making a mess of my life without the use of drugs. So I keep coming back. Thank God that y'all give me a place to share freely. Listen, I had to learn, and this diversity is our strength. That's what I'm really trying to say to y'all. Like, I don't see all that. Listen, I'm not perfect. Black, white. Listen, we come from all different places, but we got one thing in common. Who else can say that? So I learned to focus on the one thing. I had to learn that. Because I don't like everybody. That's real. I mean, I came from a certain area where certain people was there. Listen, they came from a certain area and certain people were there, not me. So now I gotta mingle with you and help you, and I don't even like you or don't even know you or I don't get down with heavy metal and all that country music and strange hair, earrings, and I'm not no homophobic, but look, I don't hang out with homosexuals, for real. But I had to come in here and learn to hang out with recovering addicts. So today I got friends that got earrings, I got friends that's homosexuals, I got friends that's women and I ain't trying to sleep with them. Don't tell me the program don't work. Okay? I got a sponsee that got one leg cut off. When I first got out, so my wife was, look, man, this guy make me uncomfortable because all he talk about is his leg cut off. I see your leg cut off. I don't want to look. I'm talking about accepting people for the book say, for what we are and not in spite of what we are. That's recovery. Now you're not, listen, you ain't going to be... Yeah. You ain't gonna be like embracing all this stuff when you first get around. You might be here for like years. I know members have been here for years and they ain't took the step. And they ain't feeling all that. And then you see them in their own little cliques. And then you see them over the clique by the door. And then you see them out the door. And then you hear them coming back saying that they got another clean date. Because the books say that. The books say those who start trouble up in here find themselves on the outside looking in. And now you talking about the imperative of life threat of disunity. How much harm are you causing when you come over here when you can't even hang out with a newcomer no more? How, look, you was new, man. Somebody embraced your ugly behind. Listen, I ain't coming here looking like this. I was about this big, and my hair was whooping, which hair I had left, and I ain't had no new gear on, and I might smell a little bit, and it still hugged me. That's unity. And we promote that just so you can feel comfortable. We want you to stay here. We don't want to give you no reason to run back out there and say, them people full of shit. They talking about it, but they being about something else. I don't belong. I don't fit in. This is not the place for me. When the doors ain't open, addict die. When we block the doors with that bullshit, addict die. I don't want to be responsible for another addict death. I don't. And I'm not perfect. Don't get twisted. I do my stuff and I cause some harm. But the step process is an ongoing process. For a reason. You ain't going to fix all this junk overnight. We're talking about a whole lifetime of mess. Like I couldn't even write a book on it. If there was a book that came out of this mess, it'd probably be from this door to that door, book stacked that high. The garbage. The step is the cleansing process. And I'm going to keep talking about the step because I understand it's a spiritual process. It takes a whole lot of something that I can't understand for people to love me and they don't even know me. That got to be spiritual. You know? And it's funny, like, somebody was talking about being in places with people. She was talking about outside. Did you hang out with some folks out there? And then when you see them in here, you might not even remember that you was out there with them. I know some folks like that. I tricked with some people, and then they was in here, and I ain't recognize them. And then when I finally realized it, it touched my spirit. And then I had some rejoicing up in there, because we ain't living like that no more. For real. Like, you know, you're going to go through some stuff, and you're going to learn. You're going to learn to just let it filter through. Listen, we learned, like, we suffer from total self-centeredness. That is the core of our disease. All right? And we need to put that thing under rest. The only thing that's going to put that under rest is the power greater than you. Sean's talking about the ultimate weapon is another recovering act. But that's not the only tool that we have use for to help us, to deal with us. We got all this literature, and this is good information. Really. This is really good information. But if you don't pick it up, and you don't read it, and put it in you, you don't have squat. All you got is what you came in here with. All that knowledge, the books say, all that information that we learned to live out there almost killed us. Everything that we learned about living almost killed us. So I had to learn a new way of life. And I had to continue to be open to learning new ways of living. Because what worked yesterday might not work today. I know one thing that I can't do. I can't use no matter what. And I keep coming back because, like, more is being revealed to me, like, and like, this process y'all talked about, the gratitude, man. The gratitude that comes from, like, yeah, I got what I wanted. I didn't want to smoke crack no more. That was my only goal. I wanted y'all to help me to stop smoking crack. And y'all did. But y'all had so much more to offer to me. And that's why I keep coming back. Like, for the first time, like, the unity that I once had of hanging out with people that I ain't want to be around, like, now I got a desire to be around y'all. I want to hang out with recovering addicts because I know that I get my best help from y'all. I know that. I need to keep feeding off y'all. You need to be fed. I need to be fed. Feed me. I always had a desire to pick up the literature. I'm lazy. See, I had to admit that so I get some help, so I make more meetings. I do. These are the things that I do to help me get another day clean. And as I keep coming back in the process, step work, step work, step work. My brother shared about it. I'm on step 8 now. But every day is 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Step 1, step 2, step 3. All day long. Dealing with life on life terms. That's what happens. We take the steps to deal with life. Life don't change. How about like we found out that life was going on the whole time. We was the ones that never showed up. So now that I'm present and accounted for, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do with this time that I got. I heard somebody share the meeting the other day. They said, when we got here, and this don't apply to everybody. They said, when we got here, like, we didn't realize, like, the clock was ticking. We was, like, so engrossed in the process, especially when we knew, because they talk about the pink cloud. Y'all gave me the pink cloud, right? Because y'all had that unity. And y'all watched me, and y'all saw it, and I was all happy, and I was enjoying life. And then I was just bouncing, got my hair cut, and then I took that and ran with it, and I wasn't thinking about chasing nothing. And I was going right back to doing the same old stuff that I always did without the use of drugs. Destroy my spirit, y'all watched me destroy it, y'all said keep coming back, then I used, and I kept coming back, and I went through that process so many times, till I got sick of me. And then finally, like, something clicked. Had to do something different. And I lost my thought again, I'm good at that. But, like, you keep coming back gives me the ability to redefine myself. Like, the step process elevates me to a place where I can, thank you, I got one step, but now I got two. Dope fee. but the steps elevate me to a place of safety. I don't know if you think about it, you're going up, right? You're going up. And if it's some sharks and some bears and some lions, and they all down there at that first step. Me and Sean was joking about this. Like, there is no step zero. Step zero is what I came in here with. That's where all the sharks at. That's where all the people, places, and things at. That's where all the old ideas, attitudes, and behaviors at. That's where my stinking thinking just waiting for me to assume control of my life again. That's where my sponsor is not at. That's where my support group ain't. That's where my home group ain't. That's all these spiritual principles that I've learned to live this new way of life, make my life much better, and have the freedom of not being in prison with myself. That's where all that mess is at. So I need to keep going up, right? And I need to keep going up these steps. And I keep going up these steps and going up. Like now I get to the top, right? I get to the top of the steps. And now, look, I look way down there. Damn, that shit way down at the fucking bottom. I got some distance between me and that mess now. Now I got a little bit of safety. I feel a little bit more freer and calmer in my spirit. I can walk in the park and just enjoy moments like, ain't no big deal to somebody else. It's a beautiful day outside. I hear the birds chirping. Ooh, that feel good. Man, if I was smoking crack or caught up in total self-centered thinking, I wouldn't be able to appreciate little small gifts like that. And now I'm up at this place, right, where I'm elevated. Not elevated to be better than, but elevated to be safe. Elevated to reach down and pull somebody else up. Okay? So, like, the freedom that comes from all this step work, it comes from people like you and you and you and you and you being willing to show up and provide this atmosphere of unity and not disunity, not causing harm at every chance you get, being disruptive in the meeting, talking on your cell phone, punching up on your text, talking to your neighbor, because people come here to save their life, so shut the F up. You got to be mindful. You got yours now. So like this newcomer goes, I know when I got new, I got here. And I had to sit in the front on the floor because I wanted to save my life. That hasn't changed. That utter desperation, it ain't on my back like that. But listen, when I disconnect from the process, when I take the plug out of the socket, man, I'm off to the races. Let me stop making meetings. Let me stop calling people and asking for help. You could get your own experience, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to find yourself practicing and doing the same thing that you did before you got here, and that's going to, he said it, we just don't wake up, I want to use today. It don't happen by accident. You got to do the work, man. You got to do the work, and don't be afraid of it, because the only thing that's going to happen is that you're going to feel better. Don't you want to feel better? I mean, we be like, why am I feeling like crap and I ain't even got drugs in my system no more? You know why? Because you're going through withdrawal. Because you don't know how to live. You need to treat your disease. Did you say your son has diabetes? He's a diabetic, right? And he takes insulin and he's able to be okay because he's treating his disease. Your treatment as a recovering addict is to make meetings. Your treatment is to be in your literature. Your treatment is to come outside of yourself and help somebody else. Your treatment is to give back what was freely given to you and be a part of the we, because the I must die. Thanks for letting me share.